teacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. I'm
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A fragile ceasefire deal appears to be holding, with Hamas releasing three more hostages this morning. Applause broke out in Tel Aviv when they were freed. Vicky Cohen's son is still being held captive.
I'm excited for the three hostages back home today, but I'm also very worried.
Worried about what happens next. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Phase two is a big question. Negotiations are only just beginning. That's supposed to resolve difficult issues like the complete end of the war and the release of the remaining hostages. And there's a lot of concern that this second phase won't go through, both because of Israeli reluctance and Hamas reluctance.
President Trump posting on Truth Social this morning that Israel will now have to decide what they'll do about the 12 noon deadline today imposed on the release of all hostages. Vice President J.D. Vance's remarks in Germany yesterday aren't sitting too well with European leaders.
In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Munich.
This morning on this side of the Atlantic, the papers are calling his keynote address here in Munich vengeful, preachy, unkind. They're saying that it really serves to deepen the rift between the United States and some of its oldest, staunchest allies.
The Justice Department is dropping corruption charges against Eric Adams so the New York City mayor can assist the Trump administration with its immigration plans. Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree says it's
reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department, had to go through several officials before he finally was able to find someone who would carry it out.
Stressful and uncertain times for Fed workers after hundreds were given the pink slip yesterday. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
More layoffs could be on the way. The Office of Personnel Management has notified government agencies that they have until Tuesday, 8 p.m., to compile all of the numbers of the employees affected by the layoffs.
A New York doctor is facing criminal charges for sending abortion medications to a woman in Louisiana where abortions are banned. CBS's Jerika Duncan talked with New York Governor Kathy Hochul about the case.
Governor Hochul said that she cannot protect Dr. Carpenter if she leaves the state. So this is a situation where the governor says as long as she's here, she has my support. But if she steps outside, she very well could find herself in a situation where she has to go answer those charges in Louisiana.
The doctor is dealing with some criminal charges as well in Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brandon Woodruff back on the mound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At Brewers spring training in Arizona, pitcher Brandon Woodruff throwing 20 pitches for the first time to batters after having surgery on his shoulder back in October of 2023. How did it feel?
Felt great. When you can kind of break down, obviously I was nervous, jittery. Like, I mean, it's the first time in a year and a half, but I felt good. I think it went a lot better than I expected to, which was I needed this. I needed to face hitters. I needed Bowers, and I needed Williams to step in the box. You know what I mean? Like, you got a all-star steps in the box, the first hitter you've seen in a year and a half. I mean, you can't help but get a little adrenaline going. So it was good for me. Got some good feedback, and now it's just recover. Like, go recover and get used to doing this again.
NBA All-Star Weekend, the Bucks' Marcus Johnson named a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame. The final vote to be announced in April. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers did not make the cut. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue for snow showers today and tonight. A high today in the low 30s, a low tonight in the low 20s. Additional accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Snow showers wrap up Sunday, then windy in upper 20s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Too bad, two girls for every guy, at least if you're a guy, huh? Local news, Timeless Hits, is here on WRJN with Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing. Nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
There you go, Doobie Brothers, China Grove. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN with Rick Johnson. This is your Saturday morning soundtrack at the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown coming up in about 8 or 9 minutes from now. Make sure you're around for that, and also make sure you're here in the afternoons. Why? Because I got two words for you. Kurt Vollmann. Mm-hmm. He talks to some of the most fun people in Racine every afternoon between 2 and 6. From music and the arts to theater and nonprofit causes, Kurt's in touch with the people who make Racine. They call it home. It's Homeward Bound weekdays at 2 here on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier now.
early days, and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
Kentucky rain.
Sun Springs on WRJN with Rick Johnson. Your Saturday, well, morning, yes, Saturday morning soundtrack here. I'm glad that you're along. Love to be here. I enjoy this time that you and I get to share together. And we're just a tad past 9:30. Time for the second WRJN capsule countdown, and we're going to 1968, about March of that year. North Korea seizes U.S. Navy ship Pueblo. Remember when that happened? I remember it on the news. It holds 83 on board as spies. Now, for extra credit, who was the captain of that ship? Remember who it was? Commander Lloyd Butcher. He was the captain when the ship was seized. World population back in 1983, 4.3 billion with a B. Didn't they used to say that in the news? President Johnson announced he will not see or accept the presidential renomination from his party. So he pretty much been done being president, didn't want to do it again. On your radio, a smash hit instrumental from March of 1968 that would stay number one for 5 weeks. You know what it was?
Bye for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Six.
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Five. Four.
But I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Three.
It's written on the dock of the bay.
For the number one song on this date.
Oh, of course you remember this one, huh? Paul Morier, L'amour est bleu, or Love is Blue.
Countdown.
And let me add, there's no doubt in my mind, that song was played on this very radio station when it was brand new when it first came out.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels, winter weather advisories continue for snow showers today and tonight.
A high today in the low 30s, a low tonight in the low 20s. Additional accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Snow showers wrap up Sunday, then windy in upper 20s. Current temp is 30.
Cause goodbye, Ruby there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Cast your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
Great to hear a Motown sound. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN.
Yeah.
Edwin Turner Overdrive at WRJN. Local news with timeless hits, and we've got them all here for you. Also, WRJN, we continue our tradition of covering high school basketball. This week's game is at Waterford at Union Grove on Friday the 21st, and the pregame starts at 6:30 with the tip-off at 7. Join Dick Graceffa for the call of the game. Remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule. It's online. Just go to WRJN.com. It's got all that good information for you.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, cherry baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on it. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited. Won't
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.